Everybody, tonight's shiur is about Yored Leumanut Chavero. I don't know what was the title that you were sent today. I think it's called it's a business contest according to Halacha. Can a person open a business competing against his friend? Let's say there's one. I got a haircut today. I went to Ellie. So let's say someone else. Can he open his own barber shop nearby? If there's one bakery in the neighborhood, can someone open another bakery? That would... Yeah. You know, I noticed that one as well. That we're leading you with the cannabis stores. So let's see what the halacha says about it. We'll see an interesting case of a shul that was the only shul in the neighborhood. Evening after, that was the only shul in the neighborhood, and the rav there was the most pleasant person on earth. He used to speak very toughly with them and used to curse them. What was the curse? So we'll see that Rav Shafan says that his curse was communist. That was how he called his congregants on certain occasions. And people decide to leave the shul and open a new shul. So is that also maybe a problem of Yored Leumanut Chavero, some kind of a business contest against the shul? Is it okay to open a different shul or not okay? If someone will leave, I don't want to get any kind of impression. It's not okay. It's not okay to open a different shul. And I'll also like to share with you two stories that happened to me personally, and I hope you won't think negatively about me after I tell you these stories. Once, when I lived in Yerushalayim, not so long ago, but actually I lived in Har Nof, it was something like 4 years ago, so it was very close to Shabbos, and I was on the way back to Har Nof. It was like 10 minutes before either candlelighting or really close to Shabbos. It was very close to Shabbos. And very close to Har Nof, I stopped in a traffic light, And there was a cab next to me. And a few Americans that were here for, I think, for the year, they wanted to get to Har Nof, where I was heading. And they went to the cab. And they asked him, "Kama ole la gal Har Nof? How much would it cost me to get to Har Nof?" And the cab driver said, 70 shekels. And I knew that from here, it's not 70 shekels. It should be 30 shekels maximum. If, I don't know, a fare before Shabbos, 40 shekels. I know that he was now somehow cheating them. So I said to them, "You want to go to Har Nof? I'm heading to Har Nof. Join me." Did I do the right thing? I mean, they came to the cab. They started to do some business with him. They started discussing with him, negotiating. I don't know if they're negotiating. But he intentionally gave them this rate, either because it was close to Shabbos or because he knew that they are Americans and he could try to fool them. Did I do okay? What do you think? Was I okay? My father said that I shouldn't have meddled in.
I think even if he gave them a real rate, you should have no problem saying, "You know what? It's my pleasure."
Even a real rate?
You're not starting a cab business. You're just saying, "I'm going
to." So my father said, on the contrary. I mean, if you're starting a business, so at least you're gaining some kind of benefit. I mean, the reason why you're harming his business is because you're doing some business, okay? But in this case, I'm not gaining anything. I did pure chesed. But I took away his business. Was that a good thing to do or not a good thing to do? I asked my father today. He said to me, no. Sorry? Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember what I said. Maybe I did say that. I don't know. But I told him, "I'm heading to Har Nof. Come with me." So is it okay that, or am I somehow taking his business? I don't know. So maybe I'm not sure that I will actually manage to answer this question today. But maybe we'll get some kind of direction. Another case that happened to me. But this case, my father said that I was okay, but I personally don't feel I was okay. I came back from overseas to Israel. I was in the airport. It was in the middle of the night. And the taxis that are going from the airport to Yerushalayim are 360 shekels. It's a crazy, crazy rate. I don't know how it is in Canada, but it's a crazy rate. 360 shekels is a crazy rate. And so I decided to go to a Monit Sherut. A Monit Sherut means that it's like a mini bus. They have 10 people that are heading to Yerushalayim. Each of them pays 70 shekels. Instead of paying for a cab, 70 shekels. But They're only going when they have a full cap. So you come and you're waiting for the cap to fill. Usually, it goes very quickly. You have one flight, you have at least 50 people that are heading to Yerushalayim, it goes very quickly. I went inside the cab, I was there with three people, and we were waiting and waiting. I don't remember how long. It was relatively long, especially in the middle of the night. At a certain point, I asked them, what's happening? One second, wait, maybe more people will come. At a certain point, I lost my patience. And also the guys that were with me, people that were complete strangers to me, I asked them, listen, why don't we just take the cab? Instead of paying 70 shekels here, we'll pay there, each of us 120. We'll split a cab to Yerushalayim. In order to join the Mnit Shavut, it's 70 shekels. I didn't pay it yet because the cab didn't start going. So to make up his story.
Just offer the guy, I said, look, we're going. We're going to split that cab. You want? We'll take you.
I don't remember if I warned him, but I showed him very clearly that I'm losing my patience. And I might just end up leaving. But I didn't think that he thought that we would have this conspiracy of us joining together and leaving together and going to the cab. When I left, he was very angry at me. He said that I'm a fasidita ponasa, and I felt very bad about it. Was that okay? Could I do such a thing? I'm sitting inside the cab, and... Yeah, so in that case, my father said that he thinks that's okay. My father, I just asking him before I came here. So I thought that this case might be worse because I was inside the cab. I was inside already, and I'm speaking with his customers. The difference between this case and the previous case that I offered this guy's right to Harnof was that here I was a customer. I was expecting service, as you said, and maybe that would be different. Let's see. So let's get into the sugya of Yored Mut Chavero, competition in business, and all these kind of halachas. So, in the mean of the introduction, Chazal thought it was very, very severe to do such a thing, to trespass and compete with someone with his business. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, the darshan the pasuk with eshet re'ehu lo timei, a good person is a person that didn't commit adultery. And how do they explain this pasuk? Eshet re'ehu lo timei, shelo yara lemonot chavero. They compare that if a person was evil and he committed adultery, it's like a person who is competing with others in their business. So Chazal saw this thing to be a very severe and terrible thing. It shows the great sensitivity that Chazal had back in the day, that as opposed to us, that they saw that it was a terrible thing to compete with someone with his business and somehow harm him like a person who's committing adultery. It's very interesting. Also in the Gemara in Makkos, in source number 2, so the Gemara there described that Gilui had 613 mitzvahs, and then on and on throughout the years, the rabbis founded that said that these mitzvahs are more important maybe than others. And David the Melech came back, David veheimidan al achatesri. He said that there are 11 important mitzvahs. It's written in Tehillim, Mizmor David, Hashem, mi yagur ba'alecha, mi yishkan ba'kodeshecha, who is the tzaddik who will be near you in your tent and be in Harakodesh. So the Apostle Karadon says, lo asa l're'ehu ra'a, a person that didn't do bad for his friend. What does that mean? Ma ze lo asa l're'ehu ra'a? Shelo yarad le'umanut chavero. The person did not, shelo yarad le'umanut chavero. He did not do some kind of business competition with his friend and didn't harm his friend's business. So we see that the Torah sees this thing very, very important, not to harm your friend's business and not to compete in the case that you harm your friend's business. We'll see that it's not simple at all if it's usur at all, if it's prohibited at all, but in the terms, in the places that you see that it will be prohibited, so it's a very severe and bad thing. In the places that it is prohibited, is it an isur deoraita or the Rabbanan? Is it an isur that the Torah is commanding us? And the psukim, the psukim that we just read are really what the Torah is demanding? Or maybe it's only a smacht, it's only a derabbanan. In source 3, the Chatam Sofer says, in the cases when it's us, or he says in the first line, יורד מול חברו, לכאורה נראה כל הנוגע בעניין זה, אסור מדאורייתא וגזל גמור הוא מן התורה. When a person is doing an illegal competition against his friend and against his business, so it's a manish gezel deoraisa, it's like you're stealing from your friend. It's a gezel deoraisa. In the last line he says, the Beit Yosef says, ואומנם דברי הרב בית יוסף in the last line in source 3, מבואר שהוא רק דרבנן, it's not really gezel. Gezel means I'm coming to you and I'm taking away your wallet, I'm taking away your money. This is gezel. This form of gezel that they're now competing with him, and because of that he's losing customers, that's only dirabanan. It's only a prohibition that was given by the rabbis and not necessarily written in the Torah. Okay, it's very important to see this thing. Now we'll see that there are certain, that in certain cases you are allowed to compete. There is, we'll see soon that there are certain cases that it is allowed to have this competition. You're allowed to compete. So in that case, is it lechatchila or only b'diavad? Pesachei Teshuvah says in source 4 that in the cases when you can do it, so kaimalan demutar lechatchila, that when it's allowed entirely. Your conscience should be calm. It's okay. You can do this thing. It's no problem whatsoever. No problem at all. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in source 5, Shulchan Aruch Harav is the first Rebbe of Chabad. So he says that he brings the halachas that we'll see soon. And in certain cases, it is okay to open a competing store against a store that already is in your neighborhood. And even if it is allowed, in the last paragraph, umidat chasidut shelo liyireh letoch omanut chavero. That even though it is allowed, midat chasidut, if you want to be a pious person, don't do it. Don't compete and don't harm your friend's business. Find a different place, another place to open your business and don't harm your friend's business. So we've seen here that in certain cases when it is prohibited, there's machlokis whether it is a deoraita or de rabanan. And in the case when it is mutar, when you're allowed to open a competing business, there's another machlokis whether it's allowed lechatchila or still midat chasidut lifnim mishorat hadin. If you want to be a good and pious person, don't do it. Okay? Okay, now let's go, now let's dive in the sugya. The sugya is in source 6, this is Gemara Baba Batra, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Bet. Amar Rav Huna, Hai bar mavoa de uki rechaya, ve'ata bar mavoa chavre ve'kamu ki gabei, dinahu de me'akev ilave. Let's say people are living in a mavoi. A mavoi is like a street, and you have houses on that street. This is the way that they live. Back in the day, there was a street, and there was houses on the street, or there were yards on the street, and people were together. If a person opened his business of rechaim, it's a place where he makes flour out of the wheat. So if there's already one place that they have rechaim, a person who lives in the same neighborhood cannot open another place to make wheat, another rechaim. If one Bar Mavoa puts Rechaim, he's in the business of Rechaim. So a person that lives in the same neighborhood, in the same street, he cannot open a different, a competing place of Rechaim. Okay? He could prevent him and tell him, please close your store. You can tell him, you're taking away my life. You're taking away my parnasa. You're taking away my business. I cannot live without my business. The Gemara wanted to give a raya. There is some evidence with a different halacha. Leima mesayale marchikim metzudat hadag min hadag kimlo ritzat hadag. If a person wants to fish in the river, so it says that if you want to now put some kind of net or start fishing, so don't come near to your friend's territory. You have to keep away from your friend's territory. Kimlo ritzat hadag, the distance that a usual fish won't swim away from where he is. So let's say he's fishing over here. You have to keep distance and start putting your nets and start fishing way over there. So you see from here that we see that that person should not compete with the business of his friend. He cannot open a competing business. The same thing as we have with the fish. You cannot do the same thing in the mavoi. But the Gemara says, no, it's not similar. It's not similar to the case of a person who's already fishing and already has his nets there. Why? The kama at pasad, this is the distance. But the Gemara says, no, it's not the same. Shani dagim, the yahave siyam. The case of fish is very, very different. We'll see two interpretations. Why is it so different? And we'll see a nafkamina, b'amshech, in the in the progress of the shir. But what is the difference? So Rashi says that once you have a net over there, the fish is on his way to your net. We know very well that he's on his way to your net. So if now you're going to put some bait over here, and he's not going to leave his way, as taking into the net, that is already mazik, says Rashi. Since he's already on the way to your friend, to Reuven's net over here, and you're putting here a different bait or something, so he's instead of going to the net, he's going to your way. This is mazik. This is different than the case of the mavoi, because no one's now necessarily going to your shop. Now that you have two shops. But in the case of the fish is already heading to your to Reuven's net. Now he's putting a different bait, he's going to, on a different way. This is the explanation of Rashi, why fish are different. This is the interpretation of Yaakov and Sierra, that they're on the way, and now they're going differently. The Ramban says that no, the case there of the fish, that the fish already were inside the net. The fish were already inside the net, and they were just waiting for you, Reuven, just pick up the net and take a bunch of fish up to shore. But now, because of the new bait, they went out of the net. And this is what he says, it's gezen. It's mamish stealing, because already it was in your possession. It was in the hands of the first person. It wasn't inside his possession. So now, because of the bait, it's going outside. This is mamish gezen. Now, this seems to be not important, but it's fish, but we'll see that this has numerous nafkaminas lahalacha regarding our case. But the Gemara wants to say that a person cannot open a store in the Mavoi. They wanted to learn it from the case of the fish. The Gemara says, no, you cannot learn from the case of the fish, because the case of the fish is very different. The fish is either approaching the net or inside the net. And now they're going to a different place. This is mamish mazik. This is mamish gezel. This is different because of that, only the fish is a problem. But opening a competing store, it might be okay. It might be okay. But according to Rav Huna in Source 6, you cannot open another store on the same street. There's cannabis over there. You cannot open a cannabis on the other side, as we have here. However, in Source 9, we see a different opinion. Amar Rav Huna berei de Rav Yeshua. He disagrees with the words of the previous Rav Huna. Rav Huna said they could not open another store. But Rav Huna, Beredi Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, he said, he thinks differently. He says, Pshitali, barmata abarmata achritei matzime akiv. I'll tell you when it's a problem to open a store. Let's say there's a store here on Midvale. The problem will be when someone who comes from a different city will now come to Midvale and open it. If he comes from a different city, definitely it's not Beseder. You live over there. Why are you even meddling with the business of our city? Why are you even coming here? That is not okay. That is a problem to open a store if you live in a different city. And the Gemara says, Ishach v'karga lo matzim akiv. But if he pays the taxes of the city, so he's already considered to be part of the city, it is okay. Bar mavoa, denafshe lo matzim akiv. If one person on Midvale wants to open a store, and another person on Midvale wants to open a store, of course he can open the store. We both live here. We're both part of this community. We're both part of this neighborhood. We're part of this street. Why can you and I can't? I have the same right as you to open a store. You have one store, I'm opening a store. You have a bakery, I'm always opening a bakery. In the same, if the person who's now opened the second one lives in the same street, in the same avoid, the same neighborhood, it's definitely okay. By Rav Huna, he was mistapik, he was hesitating. What happens when it's a person who's coming from a different mavoi, unless he's coming from a different neighborhood? Can he open it? Teiku. The Gemara says, it's a safek. So we see two opinions in the Gemara Baba Batra. Before we start the opinion of Rav Huna, he says, if a person already has one bakery on Midvale, no one can open another bakery in Midvale, even if the second person lives on Midvale. You cannot do that. Rav Huna Beredi Pshat says, no, the only problem will be when the second person is coming from a different city. Only then it will be a problem. But if he lives in the city, if he lives in the same street, it is okay. So we see that according to Rav Huna Beredi Rav Yeshua, and we'll see soon that this is also the halacha, if you live in the same city, it is okay. There's no problem to open a different store, there's no problem to open to compete with your friend.
Look at the words of Rav Huna. I buy the wood,
yeah.
Came from a different city.
We're in six. So Rav Huna thinks that even if you live in the same street, you cannot do that. This is Rav Huna in source six. But in source seven, in source nine, this is Rav Huna Bered Yeshua, and he says that coming from different cities is a problem unless he's paying the taxes. But if he's in the same city, it is okay. Okay? But yeah?
How would this affect formal shuk?
Formal shuk? Okay, so
residential area.
So since you're asking, two seconds, okay? We saw from Rav Huna Bered Yehoshua that it's a problem to come from a different town, right? But there are three exceptions if you come from a different town. A, he says, already here, Yishayach Bekal Gadahacha, he's paying the taxes of the city, so he's already considered to be part of the city, right? This is one exception. For a person coming from a different city. Two, exception number two, in source 10, if the person who's coming from a different city, he's a rochel amachzerim bayarot, zilo matzi me'akev, if this person is now selling jewelry, he's selling perfume, because there's a special takana that we want that the girls of Israel to be appealing, to be pretty, so if people could come from different towns, come by, sell jewelry, sell clothes, sell perfumes, this is okay because we want Israel to be pretty and everything will be okay. That is heter number two. Heter number three is Yom HaDishuka. If it's a special day, that's a market day. Now, although in your small town, usually the business is usually in your small town, now there's a special thing, there's a market day, and people are coming from all over the country to shop at Midvale Street. They are coming from all over Canada, all over Toronto, I don't know where, to come here and shop on Midvale Street. And that special day that people are coming from out of Midvale, coming from everywhere, so you could come from a different town and sell to those people. Okay? So, let's just summarize that the Gemara said that a person coming from a different town, he cannot open a business in a different town if he doesn't live here. He cannot compete, but the Gemara says you are allowed, A, if you pay the taxes, B, if you're selling perfumes and nice jewelry, things like that, and C, if it's a Yom HaDishuka. You're asking about today's market, today's business. So at least two things you have here that could allow people to come from different businesses, from different cities. What do you think? Two exceptions. So Yom HaDishuka, the contemporary halakha post can say today. Today, every day is Yom HaDishuka. Everyone knows that if you want to do business, they can't do business in some far away place. Everyone are coming to Toronto. People are coming from Toronto every day from out of town, from everywhere, because here is a place to do business. So every day today, according to contemporary halakha poskim, is Yom HaDishuka. So if today is Yom HaDishuka, you could come all the way from New York and do business here in Toronto and open another law firm, another medical center, another bakery, whatever you want, you could come because every day is Yom HaDishuka. Every day is a place that people could do business from all over the world here in Toronto. So this is already one reason to say that today everything is okay, even for a person coming from out of town, it is okay. Another reason is Shayach Bekalga, paying the taxes. Today, a person is paying for his license to open a store. He's paying something, rent. He's paying, how do you say, agnona in English? Agnona, they pay for the town. So you're paying a certain tax. So in order to conduct your business, you're paying something to the town. So the town allows you. This is like the taxes of the town in the previous days that makes you part of the city. You have a special license to conduct your business here. So this is already, you got permission from the city. So we've seen from here that basically everything's okay, right? Basically, in that case, everything's okay. We started in the beginning that everything is a problem, according to Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, everything's okay. If you live here, it's okay. If you're coming from a different city, it might be a problem. But today, every day is Yom HaDishuka. Every day is the special market day in town. Everyone can come to your business. And today, everyone have a special license given from City Hall, from the Iria, from the municipality, in order to do your business. So in that case, every day it'll be okay to do your business. So in that case, there's no problem to compete at all in according to Halacha. Okay? Everything's clear? No questions? No questions. Very good. So the Pesach Halacha is in source 11, And the Shulchan Aruch is basically saying what I said, because he's passing like the last shita. Hashem b'mavoi, echad ibn avoi uman, or sheshem mechatz, or chanut, or echaim, uba chavero v'asem mechatz, that's a person had a mikvah, and now his friends now opening a competing mikvah, asem mechatz achad kinegdo, eino yachol emono, v'lomar lo atat pasek chayai, and you cannot tell him, please, you're, don't open here your business. You're taking away my parnasa. You cannot say that. You don't have any claim whatsoever. You can open a competing business. Even if he comes from a different street, as long as in the same town, it is okay. But if he lives in a different country, different town, so the Shulchan Aruch brings like the Gemara, that's not okay to open. But as I said, that today the contemporary post can say it is okay because every day today is a Yom Shuk. Everyone today who's working here has a license, so it is okay. So basically, we learn from here that every kind of business competition, it is okay. Now we have to find the exceptions which are not okay. Exceptions which are not okay. So. Again, I didn't answer the question. Amazon, let's say. Yes, so the contemporary halakha post can say that today in the age of internet, everyone can do whatever they want. They can publicize themselves on the internet and say, we could provide you books, toys, or whatever it is they want, and we'll ship it to you, and it's okay. It is okay if you come from different countries. Today in the age of internet, it's definitely okay. Definitely okay. Now let's see cases that might not be okay. Now the first opinion is actually an opinion which is not for sure pasuk to halacha, and it's called the Shitat of Havyasaf. Havyasaf was one of the Rishonim, and the Beis Yosef brings it. And he says, it actually comes from the Mordechai, he quotes the Havyasaf in source 12. Mavoi satum mishlosha tzadim. Rak b'tzad echad yikensu lo. ודר ראובן אצל סופו הסתום ובא שמעון לדור כנגד הצד שאין לגו יכול ללך אם לא ילך תחילה לפני פתח שמעון נרד יכול לעכב עליו כדי רבונה. Let's say this is the street, okay, and I open here a business, I open here a bakery, and the only way you can enter the street is not from this way, it's only from that way, and I'm here in the end of the street. The Vyasav says that even according to the Rav, who says that you can open a competing business, but here, if you open a business over there, a bakery, who would come to me? Who would come to me? They're on the way to the bakery, and here they have a bakery right in the entrance of the street. And here, I don't have any entrance coming to here, so they have to go through that bakery. They'll stop at that bakery. So since everyone will definitely stop in the first bakery, it is a problem. This is the opinion of the Vyasav. Sorry?
It's
my fish problem? We'll see that. Aha, interesting. It's better than the fish problem because, you know, maybe according to Rashi, to explain that, is on the way to the net. Maybe it could be. According to the Ramban said that he's already inside the net. He's not inside my store. He may be heading to it. But the thing is that once you open over there, no one would ever come to me. It's not a fair competition. If it was a fair competition that I have here an entrance, you have here an entrance, okay, so I'll have the guys coming from this side, you'll have the guys coming from that side. But once the only entrance is from that side, and you're over there, so it's not a fair competition, I will never succeed. So this is an opinion of the Vyasav. But the Beis Yosef says that he does not agree with the Vyasav. Says, why? What is the difference between that and the regular Mavoi? He says that the Vyasav is not pasuk halacha. But the Dalkei Moshe in Source 13 says, no. This really is a problem. So what is the issue here? What is the difference between this and any other competition? The problem here is that it's not a regular competition. You're killing me. You really took away my business. It's not that now that instead of gaining $100,000 a year, I'm getting only $50,000 a year. No, because of this case, this scenario, no one's coming to me. You're driving me out of business. So some poskim wanted to say that you can learn from this Aviyasaf. As I said, that's a machlokus whether you paskin this Aviyasaf. The Darkei Moshe seems to paskin it. The Darkei Moshe is the Ramah. And he seems to paskin this Aviyasaf. If you start this kind of competition that will drive me out of business, for sure, that would be a problem. That would be a problem. You can compete, but only if both of us can have part of the cake. But if you're now doing something which causes me to get out of business entirely, so in that case, it's not okay. And
that's similar to Singapore. That's Walmart. Walmart comes, their volume is so big, they will put other person out of business.
Yeah, but
they build themselves up.
For whatever the reason.
Financial set.
Okay.
But there's a difference.
But they're coming
to you off geographically than if I just have more resources.
But if the reason is because you're going to put the person out of business, we're saying it's not because of geographic. Then we're saying if it's something that's going to for sure put the person out of business, this is something that's going to occur just because of their sheer size.
Mm-hmm.
Their sheer size. They will. That is what happened.
I'm not sure if the reason is that he's for sure.
I'll tell you what. You cannot expect every small shop to be Walmart. Yeah, listen, Walmart is huge, and they're going to get a profit accordingly. But you have certain advantages having a small shop in a small neighborhood. In Israel, it's called the makole, the small grocery shop that you have nearby you. It has your advantages. It doesn't necessarily have to drive it out of business. Even in the age of supermarkets and everything, people still have their small shop in the neighborhood. But I don't know. In source 14, Dan Sternbach in Shuvas Vanoga says that because of this case of the Viasaf, that if you do something that will cause the other person to get out of business entirely, so he says, in the third line, אבל אם פותח החנות מתנהלת באופן שבוודאי גורם היזק, כגון שמוכר את מחיר הקרן, או ממחירים מוזים במיוחד עד שאי אפשר לשני להתחרות עמו, אסור. If someone is opening a business now and he's dropping off the prices so much, we have no idea why is he doing this. He's doing this practically free. He's not getting anything. מחיר הקרן means that he's not gaining anything. And the other shop cannot lower his prices the same way. So in that case, he's driving him out of business. And usher, according to the VSF, since this is such a great discount that you're doing, that is driving me out of business, usher, you cannot do that. And if now someone is deciding, I'm now opening a supermarket, and I don't want to make any profit. I just want you to get the lowest price. So it's usher, because you're definitely driving him out of business. He cannot carry on doing business this way. He says, sorry? He wants him not to drive him out of business, and then someone got a profit. Interesting. Actually, interesting. I didn't think about it. And everything is cheap. And everything there is.
They're not losing money. They're not selling at loss. They just have such huge buying power.
So even if they get a profit of a dollar of each product, eventually it'll be.
They're going to make money.
Yeah. So here is saying that you're not making a profit at all.
You're
not doing anything. He says, if everything became cheap, if he's smart, and he said, listen, I'm going to sell a very cheap price, I don't know, something popular, Coca-Cola. So if people come by, he sells Coca-Cola at the most cheapest price, so they're going to come to the store. But he's going to rip them off with other things. That is okay. That is okay because he's a smart guy. He's not driving the other person out of business. He's having to know which products would be wise to lower its price. That's a smart thing to do. Acting smartly is not a sin. But driving a person out of business and you're not gaining anything, so this is a problem, according to Dein Sternbach. So even if a person wants to now drop his prices, there is a certain limit. Because you're allowed to drop only in the case that you and the other competitors could still gain something, could still get some kind of profit. Okay, so this is exception number one. We said that you're allowed to always open another business, even if you're coming from a different town. Exception number one, when it's not okay, when you're definitely driving the other person out of business because you're doing some kind of thing that he cannot compete with you. He cannot do the same thing at all. He cannot live that way. This is case number one. Exception number one. Exception number two is Yair B'Sierra. The Ayah V'Siera is the case of the fish in the net. We said before that if you have the net, if you cannot put here another bait, because they're going to come to the bait instead of the net, that is Asr. Even if it is mutter to open a different business, in the case of the net, it is Asr. Now, the question is, how much are they in the net? Rashi said that he's on the way to the net, right? He has his first fishing net over here. The fish are on the way to the net. And it's a problem, even if they're on the way to the net, to put here the bait. That was Rashi's opinion. And that's what he calls it mazik. If you're not putting here a different bait, so you're harming him. You're not stealing from him, you're harming from him. That's Rashi. The Ramban says he's already inside the net, and now he's leaving. That is a problem. That you're taking him out of the store when he's already inside there. That is Yayin V'Siera. That is a problem with the fish, and that is Asr. Because of that, the Pitri Choshen gives an example. You tell me if it's similar to my story. I don't think it's similar, necessarily similar, but maybe it is. The Pitri Choshen says, now that we learn about this concept of Siera, יש לעיין אם מותר לאסוף נוסעים הממתינים לתחנת אוטובוס. You see people, I am a taxi driver, and I see people that are waiting on the bus stop. So they already are waiting for the bus. Can I honk them, want to join me? $20 away? Can you approach them? שלכאורה, כיוון שנקבעה תחנה לאיסוף הנוסעים, והנוסעים הגיעו לשם כך, they came, they're standing here because they have intention to use the bus, it's as if they may be inside the net or on the way to the bus, on the way to the net. Especially in places that might be a law that prohibits cab drivers to go by bus stops and ask them to join him. ולהידך גיסא, but maybe it's not like יאי וסיירה, שלא אמרו דין יאי וסיירה, אלא וכאי מצוות הדג, שעשה מעשה כלפי הדג, that the person actually did something to the fish. Here, the bus driver didn't do something in order to catch these customers. He didn't catch the fish. Maybe it's different. So he's hesitating about it. He's not sure. He's mistopic about it. He's not really sure what to do. He says also maybe here it's different, because in the case of the bus stop, it's not that they're already inside the store. It's not as if they're already waiting necessarily inside the bus. This is a comfortable place to wait for a bus. But if they'll find something else, it is okay as well. So he says that it's not necessarily the same thing. So he says, I'm not sure. If the cab driver could honk and ask them. He says, "Pashut shemutar lamtim tachanah at someone it." If a person is waiting there and he decides, "No, I don't want to use a bus. I want to go and take a taxi," he for sure could ask for a taxi and say, "Taxi, please stop for me." That is definitely okay. You as a customer could do whatever you want, but me as a taxi driver, I cannot approach them and ask them to come. I mean, it's a tough because maybe it's like as if they're already inside the net, maybe. And then he says,
the last line,
and a person sees his friend over there, or maybe not even his friend, just he knows that he's a familiar face from the neighborhood. Kol Yisrael arev im zel hazeh, he sees a yid, he wants to help him. שאין איסור השגת גבול כשרוצה לתת לחברו מדד חינם. For sure, if you want to give your friend a present, there's no problem. So even if he's waiting for the bus, there's no problem to offer your friend a ride. Once I drove someplace in Yerushalayim, and I saw a friend of mine standing. He was waiting for something, and I offered him a ride. He actually ordered a cab. So I told him, I'll be happy to take you. He called the cab and canceled it. So it clearly is, I'm allowed to give my friend a gift. It's okay. The question is, can he cancel? He can cancel. So we see from here that once people are already inside the store, this could be Yahiv Bisira, like the case of the fish net. They're inside the net. You're taking away the customer. You're stealing the customer, and you're harming.
Yahiv Bisira is taking merchandise. It's not taking the customer.
What? Ah, that case, it's merchandise.
Yeah.
Aha, so who said this thing applies also to customers, you're saying?
Yeah, I'm just pointing out a difference. I don't know.
It's a very good point, to be honest. Yeah, I'd say that it seems to actually be acceptable to everyone. But you're saying there's a difference because it's right inside. I mean, mm-hmm.
So you're saying you're friend with a cat. You obviously just so live.
Yeah. Sorry,
that's,
what?
That's like the net.
Yeah, so
if they were in the cat.
Yeah, so we were.
You ordered a cat. That's what he did, right?
Wait, my friend or.
Your friend's ordered
a cat. He ordered a cat, but he's not inside yet.
Right, he ordered it.
Yeah, he ordered it.
And
I, he's my friend. I want to give him a gift. Join me. So you're saying it's a problem? Yeah, but also if it's a friend of mine waiting for a bus, so I'm taking Parnassa from the bus company.
The difference is the bus isn't coming.
Ah, he won't lose. But people, if they want to cancel cabs, they could do that. They don't have to pay.
You're not paying for
gain. And I'm not doing for any personal gain. I want to help. Let's say he decides not to go, my friend. He says, I don't want to go. He can't look at it. He doesn't have to pay the cab. Even if the cab comes from the station and comes all the way to him, no, I don't want to go with you. I don't like you. I don't want to go with you. Okay, but he can do that. So now he found another reason why he doesn't want to go with this cab. Because a friend of his is offering a ride.
Let's talk about it too.
Order
cab compensation derives that from the good.
It's not nice. Is it legally, does he have to pay him? Sorry? I don't think you have to pay him. He shows up, unless he shows up, says,
right there on the spot?
Yeah, he'll be very angry, and in Israel, you might be stabbed, but I don't think it's a problem. Only when the ride is completed, because he still walks around looking for customers, at least in Israel. I don't know how it works here, but he still drives around. How does it work? He's not coming from a station. He's driving around. He gets the call. Someone needs a cab over there. If you now order an Uber, he's sitting outside. He said, sorry, I don't need any more. Do you have to pay him? Of course not.
Well, Uber has their own deals.
I don't know, but... Okay. My friend wasn't inside the cab.
He accepts you as a customer. You already owe him a certain amount of money for coming.
I'm not sure that this is true halakhically and legally. Only when he finishes the service, you have to pay him. Okay, we have only 13 minutes until Maariv, so please forgive me for carrying on. But I'm wondering, in the case of me being in the airport and going inside the Munit Shirut, I was already inside. And as a customer, I said, listen, I'm not willing to carry on with this thing. Was it okay to take out the customers? I didn't do any personal gain. But as a customer, I felt that, listen, this is not working for me. I don't know. I think it is okay. I think it's like the person waiting in the tachana and the bus station and calling for a cab. Although I'm already waiting for the bus, I'm calling for the cab. I'm not taking away the business, the extra 4 shekels for Eged in Israel. So I think in that case, I think it would be okay. And also in the case of offering these guys the ride, even if it was a fair price, maybe, because I see, I don't know. I'm still worried that maybe it wasn't not nice. Several...
wasn't nice for him to try to shoot the guy back.
That's definitely true. That's definitely true. But let's say he offered them a good fare. But let's say he did. And I happen here to want to go to this street. I live in that street. I'll take if you want. Can you be a nice guy and do that or not?
That's the kind of thing in the
cat. You
live in New York.
Oh, I was going. No, but I'm saying, don't join me. I'm in the car. They're already negotiating with the driver. Okay, 40 shekels are enough. It's a very fair price. Okay. Wait a second. I live in Arnof. I'll take you. Is that okay? Take him out of the cab when he's right. I think it's kind of the Ivesira, even though I'm not gaining anything. I don't know. I feel a bit bad about it. Although I think he did a very nice thing, but I feel a bit bad about that. Not about it. Very good. I hear, but again, according to law, does someone have to pay for a cab that came by to you? I don't think so. Everybody knows that it's not nice, maybe, but there's no tviat, there's no legal claim about it. The third exception, I hope we'll manage to carry on with all the examples. The third exception, which is also machlokis, is something called ma'arufia. Ma'arufia is a term that was used in the old days. They used to indicate some kind of business connection between Jews and non-Jews. And a certain Jew had a non-Jew customer that always came to him. Let's say I'm selling suits, I'm making suits. Every time that Mr. Smith wanted a new suit, he came to me. He knew very well, Yehuda man is my tailor, I go to him all the time. Can Reuven go to Mr. Smith and tell him, why are you going to Yehuda? Come to me. He's not in the shop yet. He's not going anywhere. He's not in the shop, but he's on the way to the shop. Because everyone knows that he buys things from me. Can I poach a regular customer of my me? Can Reuven come and take away the customer that usually goes to this person? Can he do that? This is ma'arufia. There are two opinions in Source 17. The Rashba says that it doesn't seem to be a problem. However, it's not that nice. It's a little damik tzatlim to that adag. It's a bit similar to the case of a fishnet, but not entirely the same thing. It's not, but halakhically, it's not that bad. The Shulchan Aruch, in Source 18, he brings some say it is okay. Some say it is not okay. Again, this is a regular customer. It's not now. He's not in the store, which is definitely a problem, like Yai Visira, like taking him out of the fish net. But we know that he always goes to shop A, and shop B is going to say, why don't you come to me? Is that okay or not okay? So this is a machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chatam Sofer says, this is dependent about the case of the fishnet, what exactly was Metzias in the fishnet. According to Ramban, the case of the fishnet is when the fishes are actually inside of the net. So it's a problem taking them outside of the net, but they have to be beforehand in the net. So in the case of a regular customer, the problem will be to take him out of the store. But if he's only going to the store or intending to go to the store, it might be okay. But according to Rashi, the case of the fishes, they're not inside the net. They're on the way to the net, and even though, and nevertheless, Rashi says, it is a problem, so the same thing would be in the case of a person who's a regular customer to go to that place. Okay? Sorry?
When you start a business, anybody who starts a business has got to be in competition with somebody.
Yeah, but
those people who would normally go to that store are not into this store.
First of all, it really is machlokas poskim. It really is machlokas poskim. Whether there is a thing called ma'arufia. And also, it means a regular customer. A regular customer means not that I happen to buy one suit, so I bought it over there because this was the only suit. No, I am a regular customer over there. I always go to there. Everyone knows it, that I have a special connection to him. It has to be something, I think, more, and not just that this happens to be the only store that's because I go. No, I have a special connection with this store. I am a good friend of him. I want to go to his place. That would be the example. So since we're short on time, I have only 7 minutes left, I give us two examples. One example is in Source 21. I'll just tell the story because I won't read it in. The story is that there was a school in Israel that had a tibushet achida. It was a school uniform. It had a certain dress code. And the principal asked a certain lady that was in the clothes industry, let's buy from you the clothes, we'll have a color, we'll have a special symbol, and you'll produce the clothes, and you'll sell the clothes. So for 10 years, this was the store that sold the dress code, the uniform, the school uniform, for all the girls in the school. That was the minute for 10 years. Since for 10 years they were buying in 45 shekels, one mother said, I'll create the exact same clothes, I'll just do another blue shirt, another symbol, and I'll sell them 35 shekels. Is it okay or not okay to do so? So one wanted to suggest, this is a case of ma'arufia, that this is a regular customer. The school used to go only to that store, to the first store. And now that you're coming, you're poaching a regular customer to that store. It was the only store. The principal made a deal with her. Now that they're taking the other clients, it's not okay. This is the case of ma'arufia. And also, you're offering 10 shekels less. Everyone will go to there. It's like the case of maybe of the VSF. Oh,
it's even worse.
So
that's
Where are you reading? Very good, very good, very good. So it could be very good. So in source, in the end of source 21, in the book Shimon Mishpat, Shimon Mishpat is Dayan Rav Shlomo Zafrani, a tremendous Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, some posts can say that Ma'aruf is only when it is a goy. There is a halachic term that Nichsei Ovid Kochavim is a hefker, that connected business with Ovid Kochavim is like hefker, everyone could come and enjoy it. So only then it might be, sorry, on the contrary, hafuch, yeah, so it might be okay only with goyim, sorry, but with Yisrael it's definitely not okay. Right. Sorry, absolutely. Opposite. So it's definitely a problem of Marufia. But he says, Mi yad dochan tuel omar, hamnehelet eina ba'alim ala tamidot. Wait a second. Who is the regular customer? The parents of the children? No, the principal. She agreed with this store to sell the clothes, but she can't decide for the entire school. If the parent wants to buy a shirt in someplace else, it's okay. She's the regular customer, the principal, but the school is not. The students of the school are not the regular customers. So there's no problem of marufia, so it'll be okay to buy from the other store. He says that it's not the nicest thing. Lo ha'ui mitzad midat chasidut. It was the nice thing to open this other business, but once they're already made the clothes, it's a problem to say they cannot buy there. So let's summarize what we've seen today. Halacha lemaise, people can compete, even from different towns, because we say that every day is like a Yom Shuk, so everyone can come. But even though you have three exceptions telling you why it is not okay, not why, when it's not okay, either you're breaking his business entirely, this is the Viasaf, that he can never recover from the prices that you're giving, or the store is the place that I can never be there. B, the case of Yai V'Sira, you cannot take him out of the store. You cannot take him out of the store. And in the case of Marufia, if you know that this is a regular customer, is always coming, this is Machlokus, whether it's a problem or not. I'll just conclude with the Igrot Moshe. He's bringing the story, a very interesting story. If you want to read it at home, I really recommend it, because it's a very interesting story. People were in a certain shul. It was the only shul around. And they said that we cannot stay in this shul. And they just opened a different shul. Why can't they stay? This shul had a different nosach, and certain people in the shul were saying that the rabbi is no good, chas v'sholom. That's what people were saying, and they opened it at a different shul. And the rabbi was also saying terrible things in his drasha, saying, cursing them, saying that they're communists. Says Moshe Feinstein, this is not a reason to open a different shul. You cannot open a different shul, even with all those reasons. First of all, they open a shul without any intention to have a profit. So this is even worse, he said. You're not taking membership money, so you're for sure going to drive this shul out of business. So this is the via saf. You're definitely going to ruin that shul. And he also said that the reasons that you're opening a different shul, it's not good reasons. The Rav didn't curse, only called people communists. And communism is not a curse, he says. It's just saying that they are part of a party, but it's not a curse. That's a shalom. It's not a curse. And even if it is a curse, so he was angry at that time. Someone made him upset. It's not a good reason. And he says, in the end of the day, not to open the competing shul. But again, it's a very interesting read. I really recommend it. Good night, everybody. It's a pleasure learning once again. Next week, the shul will be on Tuesday. Not on Wednesday. I'm switching with Rav Reichman. She will be on Tuesday, not on Wednesday. Please come. Also on Tuesday and also on Wednesday.